All right, time for a little summertime Jeopardy, if you don't mind. The answer is, it is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. What is the proper question? What is Heartline? Or more specifically, this is Heartline. Welcome to this week's edition of the broadcast from the Evangel Home in Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. Here we are once again, by God's grace, sitting in the office of Jerry Brenneman at Evangel Home, and Heartline is laid out for the next 12 minutes in front of us, and we're looking forward to seeing what unfolds with our little trialogue here. Jerry, we have Tamar with us today, and we're going to talk a little bit before we're done about the banquet, but we want to hear Tamar's story and what's happening there first. So why don't you make that introduction, and then we'll have a chat and see how God unfolds this conversation.
Okay. Tamar is sitting with us, between us. And when I was looking for someone for the radio today, I kind of just quickly scanned the living room, and I did not land on her because she had to go to class, and I didn't want to interrupt that. But then for some reason, she hung back. And someone else asked about the radio, and she said she'd love to do it. So I thought, that's good. She didn't even ask what that meant. She didn't say anything. She just said she'd love to do it. That's kind of her attitude, that, maybe I don't know what this is, but I'd love to do it. Yeah. I would like to try this.
She's a new challenges girl.
Yeah, I think she is. And for whatever reason, I think that's the way she is. And I think challenge is something that she's going to need in her life that, if she doesn't, she's the kind of person that might get bored, or she might just keep doing the same old stuff. I don't know. I don't know her that well. She's been here, more than a month now? About a month?
About a month.
And during the time in the crisis home, I usually don't know the women a whole lot more than I know her right now. But when they begin to apply for Crossroads is when I get to know them better. And that's where she is now. She's applying for that program. So she might have even thought this was part of that whole process, but it isn't. This doesn't count for anything for Crossroads. And I will look forward to that. But I remember I look forward now, Jim, to when we have women here. I think ahead to their graduation. And I think Tamar is now applying. Do I get to someday speak at her graduation? I hope so. And I will. I always have that first memory. And my first memory of her will be teasing her in the kitchen, because whenever I was going into the kitchen, she was coming out of the kitchen. And that was like for the first 2 weeks. That was our entire getting to know each other.
A food relationship.
I started calling her out the kitchen, because whenever I went in, she was going out. But even in that little bit of time, what I always noticed about her, she got beautiful, sparkly eyes, and there was always that smile no matter what her situation was. And then there was a time, Jim, when she decided she'd had enough here. She really, had a plan. She was going to go somewhere else. For whatever reason, that didn't work out. And so she is here with her new plan.
Great. Well, Tamar, what we want to do for the next several minutes is maybe get a little recap of your background. Very rarely in our experience have women who settle in here in a shelter found themselves at the top of the corporate ladder. So there must have been some kind of distress going on in your life. So 2 months ago, what was going on in your life?
2 months ago, I was new to the city of Fresno, and I really didn't have any plans. I just kind of went as the wind blew me. And really, when I came out here, I just didn't want to be like this bump on the log and, didn't have any plans or didn't know where I was going. So for the longest time, I just decided to want to enroll in school and just kind of get some things that I needed while I was out here, because I didn't know too much about Fresno. Anywhere new that I go, I try to adapt the best way I can. I try to, get more intact with my family and everything, because I have my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephew out here. Well, my brother, I haven't seen him in years, and my sister-in-law, this is like my first year meeting her, and my nephew too as well. And so, I just try to adapt to this new environment out here, and that's just pretty much what it was.
Have you been in the workplace in the past and other places?
Yes. I'm originally from Southern California, and out in Moreno Valley, you know, that's where I kind of came up at, and in different cities. And I worked out in San Bernardino, and for 2.5 years out there, I had worked for the local conservation corps, the California Conservation Corps. And what that is, that's an environmental program and everything for young adults between the ages of 18 and 25.
Most of the women we see come in here have had a background of some kind of substance abuse or some kind of an abusive relationship or something inappropriate and unfortunate going on. Is that the case with you?
Not necessarily. I have had my share of fun, and, you know, I party hard and everything, but not too hard. You know, I don't know what my mom would have thought of that, but I did drugs and I drank, but not too heavily.
So you're not coming out of an addiction and spending time in other programs trying to dry out or anything like that?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
How did you end up at Evangel Home?
I was just simply going through some issues with my brother and his wife and in their relationship. And I saw that their relationship was unfolding and crumbling right before my eyes. And I could not take the abuse that my brother was throwing at my sister-in-law. He was so frustrated and irritated, and he was just taking a whole lot of anger out on his family and on me. And I felt like I was in between that, and I just couldn't do it.
So they're here in town?
Yes.
Yeah, she came to visit, to stay with her brother and sister-in-law and nephew. Well, so you found yourself needing a living situation. Is that how you stumbled across Evangel Home, or how did Evangel Home come into the picture?
Well, I just really wanted to get out of that situation as soon as possible, and actually I was referred here to come here to the Evangel Home, and I don't believe in coincidences at all, and if I wasn't accepted into Evangel Home, I would have went homeless. Is because I could not take another day being there with all of the verbal abuse, all of the neglect that was going on there.
Well, let me ask you, what are you hoping to gain from Evangel Home?
Just some structure, you know, some support.
Okay, and what do you?
I can tell you that one of the parts now that she's applying, you will have to come up with goals. There's 10 areas you're going to have to come up with goals. So let's take maybe one thing right now that in your life, you know, you need structure, you need that. But look at your personal relationships, your finances, your parenting. Tamar is pregnant, will be having a child when?
In about 6 months.
So there's all sorts of things where we will now, if you're accepted into Crossroads, be there to guide you, to push you from behind, to pull you from in front. What are some areas where you really want help?
Well, due to my childhood and all the neglect that I have been through in my past, I would really most definitely need help with my anger management and pretty much like codependency and parenting.
Okay. You wouldn't know from her demeanor that there's that kind of anger issue in there, but I would guess there was, just from the little bit that she said. And when I don't have a real good grip of someone's life before they got here, I think Tamar isn't quite sure yet how much to reveal of that to any of us, because she can't trust us yet, no matter who we are. And so as she trusts us more and gives us more and gives the Lord more, she'll get stronger.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, Tamar, if you do get accepted into the Crossroads program. And for our listeners who may not be familiar, the Crossroads is a fairly exclusive group. Not everyone who applies gets in, but it's a 9-month long training course in just general life skills. adapting in physical and mental and emotional areas in preparation for being a productive member once the program ends and the woman gets back out in the workplace and in society. It's going to be interesting to see this unfold. Your story is not typical in some ways of what we hear in here, but let me back up just a second, too. A month ago, you walked in the front door to Evangel Home. You looked around and you thought,
wow, I feel like this is where I belong. And I just knew that it wasn't a coincidence and that God, he opened up this door for me. And I believe that he put me in my situation for a reason to come here.
Well, all right. It's going to be interesting. Thank you. It's a delight to chat with you. Jerry, we're looking ahead and the banquet coming up in, is it third Tuesday in September? Is that the 20th? Let's get our listeners a little bit jazzed about that because the time is approaching and it's a major event for Evangel Home every year and for the folks that go there. It's a big deal.
I am very excited because we have Rick Alonzo this year, and he's, I think, artist in motion is how he packages himself, and he is literally that. He's an artist in motion. He uses his body as his paintbrush, as his tools, and he paints, he throws, he smears stuff, he splatters, he does martial arts. I mean, I'm getting excited just thinking about it. And I talked with him the other day. In fact, Jim, he was sitting in the chair where you are now. And just looking at his arms, he is a short, stocky Filipino man. And his muscles, his arms, I mean, I just kept imagining those arms as these paintbrushes. And, oh, and whirling and twirling. And so he, at that point, wasn't real sure if the banquet was going to work for him because of a conflict of dates, but we just found out he will be our guy.
Okay.
And so that's one reason I'm doubly excited is, you know, when you think you might not get something and then you get it, ooh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
So he will be our main feature that night. And okay, that's the 20th of September.
20th September, yeah. And if you'd like more information, maybe you want to sponsor a table, call us at 264-4714. We can make that unfold for you. We're out of time. Tamar, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jerry, it's always a pleasure. My listening friend, we look forward to connecting again next week, Lord willing, right back here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno has been ministering to women and children in crisis since way back in 1955. Find them on the web, evangelhome.org, or by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Bless you, and thanks for being a member of the listening family today for Heartline, the weekly radio voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno.